So here's a little story about Millie and Matt. Millie always told Matt, you're stinking, you're fat. And why's your shirt all stained? You're one dumb pig, you got a hole in your socks. And where's your pumped up kicks? Matt had come to live on housing estates. His mum was a nurse and worked late at hourly rates. Daddy was long gone, it was a lonely affair. He watched home and away to feel at home in his head. Cause at home there was nobody there. And at school he was just a taboo. He was just that fat dude, so nobody cared. Addicted to that fast food. Could even see the arches from the classroom. He'd eat it in a heartbeat. Every afternoon at 3:30, catch him watching cartoons. Macca's within arm's reach. He'd whistle every jingle in the ad breaks. Those fuckers had him gagging on their catchphrase. But one day, when Maddie's mother had a minute, she said, someday, you ain't always gonna have my hand to deal with. Matt sat and listened, she had him thinking. She's all in on what the deal is. She told him how she feels, we are indifferent. She sees it in the media and reads it on the internet. Hears it on the radio, sex is selling product. A symptom of oppression where the 1% get more than just the offcuts. And ignorance is bliss. Why won't it let me hit that? I've been trying to get my fix. It's just an empty mismatch. You can try to act the big man. Fingers at the bad guy. You can open up your big mouth. Close down your damn mind.
I ain't got time to hold your hand. You know I know. And I'm not here to make your mind up. You know I won't. You're more than just a ghost in a shell. A ghost in a shell. You're more than just a ghost in a shell. A ghost in a shell.
Does it get easier?
Yes, it gets easier. And the more you know who you are and what you want, the less you let things upset you.
So here's a little story about Millie and Matt. Millie always told Matt, you're stinking, you're fat. Matt, he struggled with confidence, kids thought he was chubby. Millie was the opposite, boys called her a honey. Born in the money, Millie's fam settled in Palm Beach. Some would say Summer Bay, had a shelter from harm's reach. And a North Shore mansion was heritage listed. Oak floorboards, cabinets and Sheridan linen. Extravagant living, you could tell the wealth was a given. From the hired help up in the kitchen, butlers up in the ovens. After he's done the dishes, he's buttering up the muffins. Father's up in the spinach, yeah, daddy was minute, hit him with the amount, cashing the cow, advertising exec. Macca's was his biggest account. About 20 years back, he scored his first billboard. Before long, he made a mil, then a couple mil more. But if only daddy actually cared, she'd wake up and cake up with makeup and glamorous hair, dreaming of a face up on that billboard, or half naked on the front page of Vanity Fair. Her mother had lips full of Botox, which influenced Mill to get work done. So would she get implants of a nose job? She loved both but couldn't yet decide on the first one. September 4th fell on a Thursday, just an ordinary day in the day of her life. But it was Millie's 21st birthday, a day she'd organized to go under the knife. Not content with the skin that she lived in, her pursuit of happiness was a curse. Before the blade made its incision, Millie grabbed the hand of Maddie's mother, who happened to be the nurse.
I ain't got time to hold your hand. You know I don't. And I'm not here to make your mind up. You know I won't. You're more than just a ghost in a shell. A ghost in a shell. You're more than just a ghost in a shell. A ghost in a shell.